This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Suddenly, this Tuesday city council meeting is must-see TV, perhaps for the first time ever in the history of Los Angeles. Let's set up the fight card, shall we? In this corner, former LA City Fire Chief Kristen Crowley.
Did they fail you?
That is our job, and I tell you, that's why I'm here. So let's get us what we need so our firefighters can do their jobs.
Did they fail you?
Yes.
And in this corner, embattled Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass.
We all know that 1,000 firefighters that could have been on duty on the morning the fires broke were instead sent home on Chief Crowley's watch. These actions required her removal.
This is the LA Local for Friday, February 28th, 2025, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Jonathan Service, sitting in for the big boss, Alex Silverman. Coming up on this edition of The Local, federal immigration agents start their long-anticipated deportation raids here in the Los Angeles area. We get a few more details on the mysterious deaths of legendary actor Gene Hackman and his wife Betsy. The California Insurance Commissioner and State Farm executives square off in a high-stakes game of chicken, and Mother Nature gives us her version of Friday Night Lights. Let's start with the grudge match between a mayor and a fired fire chief. Ex-LAFD Chief Kristen Crowley will have her appeal hearing to challenge her termination at the hands of Mayor Bass. It's all going down at what's sure to be a dramatic city council hearing on Tuesday morning. First, some math. In order to overturn her firing, Crowley needs 10 out of 15 city council members to side with her. All analysts we've heard from here on KNX say it's probably a long shot that Crowley will get her job back, but she's going to give it a shot. Xavier Oslovsky, who served formerly as a LA city councilman and an LA county supervisor, talked about the drama and the politics of it all with KNX anchor Mike Simpson, expressing his disappointment with all sides of the dispute.
I didn't know when it was going to happen. I didn't know whether the fire chief would resign or whether the mayor would fire her, but I thought this was inevitable because of the broadside the fire chief threw at Mayor Bass, and then the back and forth between the two of them while the fire was still raging. But you know, the fire chief has a right to appeal, and if she wants to file a lawsuit down the line, if she feels she was discriminated against or in some other way wronged, she has to file the appeal and exhaust all of her remedies, and this is one of her primary remedies.
What do you think it looks like on Tuesday? I mean, the math is not exactly in the chief's favor, so save some bombshell. I'm wondering if it whatever happens still has a chance of hurting Mayor Bass. Even if Crowley loses, doesn't get the job back, if she tells the story that people watching like more than what they've heard from the mayor, then does she kind of win this thing?
Yeah, I don't think either one of them wins. And that's been the story of this thing for the last 7 weeks. There's an old line from the musical Man of La Mancha, whether the stone hits the pitcher or the pitcher hits the stone, it's going to be bad for the pitcher. And it's hurting both of them. And when one politician attacks another politician or blames another politician, they both get hurt. And I think in the city, at least, it's been quite chaotic. The county has been a little more adult-like, but this has not been a pretty picture. And let's back up a second. This is an unprecedented disaster. This is the worst disaster to ever hit the city in modern times. And I say modern times since the late 19th century. This is uncharted territory. And so there's been a lot of tension and a lot of pressure.
Setting aside the bickering and the politics for a second, there's also the long-term issue of how to properly fund the LA City Department. Because just about everyone we've talked to here on CanX, whether they're siding with Crowley or with Bass, agrees that the LAFD desperately needs more personnel, upgraded equipment, and modernized firehouses. CanX chief correspondent Charles Feldman focused on the funding issues with former LA City Controller Ron Galperin.
In a world of not unlimited resources, you're never going to have enough budget to do absolutely everything that you want to do. But in a city like Los Angeles, optimally, we should have a stronger budget for the fire department. And when you look at what the fire department's spending is for, the biggest part of it is for personnel, about $773 million worth a year. About 30% of that is for overtime. And the reason for that is because there needs to be more staff so that the current staff is not as taxed as it is. That would also reduce workers' comp claims, among other things. And we have to look at a lot of questions beyond the current drama and this conflict that we see between the fire chief and the mayor.
Okay, so again, when you were city controller for about 10 years, was the department, the fire department, well-funded?
Well, certainly, I think every department will tell you that they're not funded enough. No matter how well-funded they may be. Would it be good to have seen more money for the fire department? I believe absolutely the answer to that is yes. Would that have solved the crisis that we had and would have a couple million dollars here or there made any significant difference? I don't know that that would be the case. But we do need to look over the long term at how we fund all of our departments. Because the city is coming under a lot of pressure when it comes to its budget and facing real shortfalls in terms of how to meet needs.
So stay tuned for the Crowley-Bass cage match on Tuesday. You'll be hearing it live here on KNX. All right, switching gears, it's safe to say that President Trump's promise of shock and awe mass deportations of illegal immigrants hasn't quite lived up to the hype. But while the pace hasn't met his campaign promises, federal immigration agents from Homeland Security have been moving from city to city. They may have finally made their presence felt here in Los Angeles. KNX City Hall Bureau Chief Craig Figner covered the emotional announcement of ICE raids at today's city council meeting.
The council meeting here in Van Nuys at LA's Van Nuys City Hall complex got off to an emotional start when Los Angeles Councilmember Eunice Hernandez fought back tears. She was making an announcement. It was about 10:30 Friday morning, an announcement that she was being informed of what appeared to be immigration activity or visits to locations in her council district by federal agents.
Colleagues, this morning we have been receiving reports from my district and from others about aggressive immigration raids and enforcement. My team and I have been in contact with community members and rapid response organizers since early this morning. The stories we are hearing are heartbreaking and indefensible. When we fought to make Los Angeles a sanctuary city last year, it's because this is what we feared. We feared for our neighbors, for our families, for our children, families being ripped apart. We feared for our people who would be targeted by weak-minded politicians who rely on ripping families apart.
We didn't get details about the extent of the ICE raids here in Los Angeles, but it's something that bears watching going forward. We spent yesterday honoring the legendary career of actor Gene Hackman, who was found dead at his New Mexico home. But there are significant questions remaining about the circumstances of Hackman's death, along with the deaths of his wife of 34 years, Betsy, and the family dog. We got some clarity today, but not much, from Santa Fe County Sheriff Adon Mendoza.
There were no apparent signs of foul play. In the early hours of Thursday, February 27, 2025, Mr. Hackman and Ms. Arakawa were transported to the office of the medical investigator. An autopsy was performed. Initial findings noted no external trauma to either individual. The manner and cause of death has not been determined. The official results of the autopsy and toxicology reports are pending. Just today, I spoke to Dr. Jarrell, the pathologist from the New Mexico Office of the Medical Investigator. She revealed to me the following information. Both individuals tested negative for carbon monoxide. An initial interrogation was conducted of Mr. Hackman's pacemaker. This revealed that his last event was recorded on February 17th, 2025.
All of which means that Gene Hackman and his wife had been dead inside their home for at least a week before being discovered. All right, quick break here to take care of some business, and then the TGIF edition of the LA Local rolls on.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Welcome back to the Friday LA Local. I'm producer extraordinaire Jonathan Service, workshopping that title, but I think it sounds pretty good. One of the big lingering issues in the aftermath of the January 7th LA County fires is what the future of home insurance will look like here in California, as insurance companies are demanding big rate increases under the threat of pulling out of the state altogether. For instance, there's State Farm, which had been on a steady campaign of canceling homeowners policies in high fire danger areas of the state well before January 7th fires in Altadena and the Palisades. The San Francisco Chronicle is reporting that State Farm is trying to wedge Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara between a rock and a hard place. Their demand is this: either approve a 22% rate increase or State Farm is outie 5,000 of the state. Jamie Court, a consumer watchdog, talked with KNX about it, and suffice it to say, he's not a big fan of State Farm.
So this is all about economic blackmail. They cannot make a clear justification for this rate hike, so they're just saying, well, give it to us or we may leave. And the only way to answer that is by saying, well, if you go, take all your you don't want to renew more homeowners, we're going to look at your license and we're going to see about whether you're going to be able to insure people on their auto as well. This auto line has been very profitable. Even the homeowners line has been very profitable. So it's not easy to play chicken with a company like this, but we need the commissioner to do that. We need the commissioner to stare him in the eye and say, if you go, if you withdraw, you're losing your license, and you got to get all out, because this is a huge economic engine for this company. And if it shouldn't be able to cherry pick which risks it wants to insure and which risks it doesn't want to insure. And if the company does withdraw more, they can take a look at their license and see whether they want affirm the company to sell auto insurance in the state. The auto insurance market is extraordinarily competitive. We do not need State Farm selling auto insurance in the state of California. State Farm needs California's 30 million drivers.
Jamie Court at Consumer Watchdog advising California Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara to play hardball with State Farm. Mind you, all of this taking place too when Lara is fighting allegations that he's overly cozy with insurance companies. President Trump signed an executive order making English the official language of the United States. How does that fly in LA County, where dozens of languages are spoken? And an estimated nearly 40% of people speak Spanish as their first language. Our man on the street, John Baer, talked about it with a woman from Westchester who had a very nuanced approach.
My thoughts are, we're in America and we should speak English, because when I came to America, I had to learn English. I'm an immigrant myself. I'm a citizen now. But I do believe that this is a melting pot, and we do
have many people here.
Yeah, we have many people here, and we should speak this, you know, other languages as well, you know, but it should be mandatory to speak English as the first language. I mean, that's how I feel. Okay. But it doesn't mean I didn't vote for him, that's for sure. But learning a second language makes you smarter, okay. You know? Makes you smarter, makes you kinder, makes you empathetic. So that's what I believe.
Finally, if you don't have any plans for this Friday night, if you want a show, all you have to do is look up into the sky. Karen Adams explains the rare lineup of planets that will be visible tonight.
Think of the seven planets up there like a string of pearls.
When we look out from the Earth, we see them all more or less restricted to a particular arc around the sky or circle around the sky. That is also the path that the sun appears to follow, though of course it's the Earth moving, not the sun.
The Griffith Observatory's Dr. Ed Krupp says about a half hour after sunset, you'll be able to see Mars, Jupiter, and Venus with the naked eye. They're bright, but the others are going to require a telescope someplace high up and darkness, like the observatory. And if you want to see all seven, Krupp says it's going to be tough.
Maybe if you're on top of a really high mountain in the Rockies somewhere and you're there just as the twilight is getting to end and it's really starting to get dark, maybe you'd see five planets at once, but certainly not here on the ground in Los Angeles.
But if you want to see the bright planets, Mars, Jupiter, and Venus, head on over to the Griffith Observatory tonight around sunset.
They don't let us use music on these podcasts, so you're stuck with me singing instead. Gotta have some pain before you gain the weekend. There's a star man waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he'd think he'd blow our minds. I'll spare you the rest. Thank you, David Bowie, who does it much better than I do it. This has been Jonathan Service and your LA Local for Friday, February 28th, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 14 dealerships at lacarguy.com. Have a fantastic weekend. See you back here on Monday.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.